Okay, so if Rosenberg and Wilkinson are voting, the totals are 9 yes, 8 no.
Okay. So now we're now at the point of committee reports, and given the fact that it's 20-3, that we've had a long day, and that there are representatives here from the Community Advisory Board, I'm going to request that we take up that matter before we have the committee reports. Is there any objection in the room to that?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. So we're on for the Community Advisory Board. Get a mic, Mary.
I'm a teacher. No, you don't need to be good, but you've been so embroiled in this, you know, really upsetting, intense thing. So we're going to take a minute where people shout out their favorite KPFA program. So let's hear it.
Right now? Up front.
All right, another one.
Cover to cover.
Last one.
News.
Okay. Anyway, and that's actually what Community Advisory Board is about, is looking at the community and finding out what they're interested in and what they care about. And, of course, all of us are KPFA wonks and like most of the programs. But anyway, moving on. Several things. First of all, we have finally an end of survey date, which is November 1st. Finally. And we're going to be meeting in 2 weeks to start working on organizing and looking at it. And after we have the information organized, then we'll plan how to present it and ask your help in presenting it, et cetera, et cetera. CAB is going back to West Oakland. We had a meeting there 2 times ago, had some community people who gave us input, helped us get a new perspective. We're going back to the same place. It's right across from West Oakland BART at the Bikes for Life. Steve did a lot of outreach last time. This time I'm going to help him and maybe some other CAB members. But anyway, we're really trying to go to the community, which is what all of us need to do. Sorry, I should have left my glasses on. Okay. Well, CAB's term is almost up. It's a 2-year term, and the bylaws say that people can serve for an additional 2-year term. And so those of us on it, except for our wonderful, wonderful Nancy, who does everything, she's already had 2 terms. But the rest of us, if you will agree to it, would like to continue as CAB members because we've been extremely collaborative. We've had to work really hard at it, but we've been extremely collaborative. But we want lots of new people. And so your amazing chairwoman, who puts up with all of this in a very reasoned manner, suggested that we develop a committee to work on outreach. And so CAB has... I'm sorry, I'm just wound up. All right, Raman and myself have said that he's not here today, but have said we would like to be part of the committee, and Margie agreed to be part of the committee, so we need one more person from LSB, and it's not going to take a lot of work because what we're going to plan is how to do the outreach. It's not that we have to do it, and then we're going to kick our members to work on the outreach. And Nancy, as I said, what we'll do without Nancy, I don't know, but she developed a form, which, did you have a chance to send it to Margie?
Yes. Okay. I meant to send it to the LSB, and I forgot.
Okay.
Sorry, but I'll do it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a draft, but it's a way of having people sign up. People can self-nominate anybody, and they don't even need to be a member of KPFA, can nominate someone to be a member of the Community Advisory Board. So I think that's it, except we are looking for one more member of this very small, almost no time group to join wonderful Margie wonderful Nancy. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Nancy. Anyway, Marian Roman. So I'm hoping that we will get somebody else because, you know, if not, I mean, we can, the three of us can be very collaborative. So, and you guys have been very supportive of us. It really is wonderful. Thank you, because I know your lives are very hard. But you've been wonderful in terms of supporting CAB.
Okay, I'll ask for volunteers in just a second, but I just want to point out that, in fact, no one who is a member of the LSB may be on the CAB. There's a bright line between the CAB and the LSB. But we are responsible for maintaining the membership of the CAB and officially appointing people to that body. So just for your...
So LSB members cannot be part of this?
Yeah, yeah. The LSB, well, this is a two-by-two committee to talk about outreach. That's okay. That's okay. To get nominations from the CAB. But you may not nominate yourself or be nominated by someone else for the CAB if you are a member of the LSB. Okay, everybody clear? So, are there any volunteers to be on the two-by-two committee? Janet has a question. Okay. Okay.
I'd like to thank you, Mary, and all the members of the CAB who are here. I would appreciate, though, hearing the first and last names of all the members of the CAB, current members.
Nancy, can you do that? I had my grandfather.
Okay, so currently on the CAB are the following people: Mary Moffitt, myself, but I'm terming out, Nancy Pohen. Poland, Rahman Jamal, Steve Martino, Judith Gibbs, and did I say everybody? Oh, Hep Ingham. Got that? Okay. You want me to say it again? No?
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Oh, maybe the secretary wants help.
Could you either write these down now or email them to me?
Sure.
So I can put them in the record. I think everybody would like to know, and I'll send it around.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell names, and I can't write that fast.
I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Yes, Janet has another question.
So, Mary, you were saying that all of those people except Nancy are willing to serve another 2 years. So, okay.
And... Okay, let me just say that under the CPB rules, the CAB can have something like up to 24 members or something like it's some huge number. But it's a minimum, I think, of 4 or 5. So, and the CAB is asking us. And what happens is the LSB appoints the members of the CAB. Okay, so based on the applications. So once again, are there any volunteers? Okay, Sasha's volunteering.
I'm volunteering to share a seat with Matthew.
To be, oh good Lord, you people, to be on a 2x2 committee, you can't be two of you, it only can be one of you, to be on a 2x2 committee with the CAB to plan outreach, because the rules require that we outreach into various communities, and the kinds of communities are listed in the rules. We have to figure out how to communicate with those groups of people in some way that's effective, to get people to volunteer or be nominated to be on the CAB.
And can,
yes,
but we can accept nominations as well through board nominations or other ways.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's all kinds. Anybody can
know somebody.
Yes, anybody can nominate anybody. Okay. But we do need to do the required outreach. So are you volunteering, Sasha? No? Is Matthew? Matthew would help with that. Okay. Anthony. You were going to nominate Cynthia. Okay. Okay. Well, so we either need to have an election or...
Why can't they both be committed?
Well, we said it was going to be a 2x2. Two people from the CAB and two people from the LSB. Mary.
Nancy, are you comfortable with having three LSB people? Or should we limit it to equal numbers?
If three people want to do it, I have no problem.
Okay.
That's exactly how I feel.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Then it'll be Matthew, me, and Cynthia. Okay? Anybody else? Good. Okay. Thank you all very much. That was very tidy. So I have to look at my agenda. Thank you so much for the CAB people for coming. And all right. Going back to reports, we're ready for committee reports. Is there a PMB report? Okay, I'm going to ask you to keep it really short, okay? Because I think people are tired.
Okay, let's see. The pending case against KPFA, which I guess at this point I can mention because the settlement's been notched. The Esther Caminia case was settled for $125,000 in insurance money, so there will be no further liability to KPFA apart from the payment of the original $125,000 deductible, which unfortunately we haven't paid and are going to have to pay, but there will be no further damages on top of that.
It's about 90, right?
I think 94 was the figure that I heard. I'm not 100% sure. So that's worth saying. What else happened? An EDCFO search committee has been set up, which is good, and that has met once and will be meeting again on Friday, October 12th. They should be placing ads fairly soon.
If we can ever get the job descriptions finalized.
We're close, though. We got the CFO one done, and the ED is like three quarters done. It's getting there. But yeah, we got a little bogged down in that last time. I don't know what's going on with the in-person meeting. Some people want to do it. Some people don't want to do it. We haven't settled it, unfortunately, because we already voted to do it some time ago. It might happen by default, but we'll see. We should be settling that on Thursday. The divisional budgets have been passed for every station. What's left is the archives and the national, which I really hope will be Thursday, but I'm not optimistic about that. The national office switched payroll systems, and that has caused all kinds of grief. I think, unless I'm forgetting something, that will do for the highlights.
Thank you very much. Dan, you want to add anything?
Okay. No, I think that's fair.
Okay, good. We don't have a functioning development committee, I don't think, do we? Not really. But we need one.
National or local?
Local. That's a local committee.
Local.
Yeah, okay. And the local personnel committee has not met, as far as I know. Outreach, want to tell us something? Go ahead. Give her a microphone.
I'm personally taking a break from the outreach committee, but I do have the minutes of the meeting and I can share. It's kind of a development that the meeting on the 26th of September happened at the station. I think that represents some kind of forward progress since we've been meeting off-site for 3 years. They've just been doing a great job of tabling. They tabled at the Solano Stroll and the Elsa Bronte Stroll, and efforts were made at UC Berkeley campus. The Labor Day breakfast, the San Francisco Labor Council, and picnic, the Alameda Labor Council. Craig passed out 300 focused flyers, especially touting labor news on KPFA, and they say they got a very good response. They've also been at the Gabor Mate, Jonathan Kozel, Greg Palast events. So they've been doing a great job. And, you know, the regular cast of characters, Rick Sterling, Perrine, Kelly, Craig. There's new people as well. Joy Moore has also been doing a great job. So they're getting some new folks. So there's other ideas. But it looks like it feels like it's starting to take a little hold within the culture of KPFA. So if they're meeting monthly, it looks like the next meeting, I do believe, is October 29th at 7 p.m. It's on a Monday at the station. So I encourage people to contact the outreach committee, or if you have ideas about where to go. We were trying to, when last we lived, I missed this last meeting, but the hope had been to try to do a rally on the UC Berkeley campus, like a community radio rally, and to try to get some speakers and some some boom, some like some music, and really make it visual and just kind of have that kind of thing. So that's still a possibility. It just takes, this is just an incredibly busy time of year for a lot of people, so it's hard to manifest in all these places.
Yeah, it's especially this year is busy. Okay, technology, Janet, did you have something?
Okay, so the meeting that was scheduled for September 18th, we had to cancel that because there was a conflicting finance committee meeting, I think, that one of the members had to, Ken Aaron had to attend that because they were discussing KPFK's budget. So the meeting kind of didn't happen. We talked about a few things, a few of us, and rescheduled. Well, we're going to have the next one on October 16th, the third Tuesday. One of the things we did talk about briefly was this questionnaire that we're going to be preparing, which actually is in process, to send to the different stations, management, to survey what software ideas that could be used to replace the MEMSIS and the accounting software and the budgeting. All of them don't talk to each other. And so actually with today's discussion about the staff record keeping, I'm wondering whether that might also be, we might think about including that, and I will bring that up. That's it.
Thank you. So on the staff reports, I don't think there's anybody here to report on CWA. Yes.
I remember one meeting where a CWA representative came to our meeting, and the issue of the KPFA worker site was brought up. I have a concern that I have no reason to believe that that site actually represents the workers of KPFA. There's no accountability for that site, and I have a concern. And when that representative was here, he said that he would provide some, he would come back to the next meeting and provide some contact information. I feel that we have a responsibility to the workers of KPFA to make sure that those in the community who purport to represent them consult with them and are held to some degree accountable. That it seems, you know, if it's one or two staff members purporting to represent the workers of KPFA, and especially I have a concern when it comes to some of the accuracy of what I read on that site. And so I'd like that to be an issue on our next agenda.
I don't know how other people feel about it, but it doesn't feel at all appropriate to me for us to have that conversation. It's not the business of the LSB. I would ask you if you've communicated with the KPFA worker website.
I have. That's the point, is that there's no body.
Yes, there's a way. They have contact. It doesn't matter. It says contact. You can contact them. You can write to them. You can
send. They don't write back, Marty.
What?
They don't write back. They send an email.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. It just isn't appropriate. Isn't appropriate for us to have this discussion.
Madam Chair, with respect, I'm not sure that we need to debate the issue right now. I think I'm asking to have that issue put on the next agenda.
And I'm telling you that I think it's totally inappropriate to put that item on the agenda.
Madam Chair, I think that it should concern us as the local station board if our employees are being misrepresented.
They're not our employees. Let's be clear about that.
If the employees of the station to which we are enslaved. To which we are the stewards.
If you're concerned, I think you should take it up with the general manager.
If you're refusing to put an item on the agenda that a member is requesting, then you are making a ruling to that effect. The member can move to challenge that ruling.
That's fine.
It sounds like Andrew's doing, and then you vote.
I understand how it works. Okay. I'm trying to convince her not to do that, but go ahead. You're making a motion to put this item on the agenda.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like some assurance.
Okay.
I'd like some assurance. I mean, if you have a way that I will get a response. Doesn't it concern you that there's
an
anonymous?
Not one bit. There are millions of websites out there.
So anybody could basically start
a
website and purport to represent the workers?
Okay.
You know, I'm a unionist. And as a unionist, we have people who write for a union newsletter, and we have union emails that go out. And they are responded to by individuals with names. And it's not considered oppressive to attempt to have a conversation. And I have a concern, and I'd like it if the climate of fear is so great at KPFA that every employee, that we don't have an employee who is willing to explain their relationship or their attitude, or if they approve of it, that's great. You know, and maybe we could have a conversation and say, gosh, it'd be great to be in dialogue with you. That's I'd like to have a conversation, and I think this is a reasonable forum with which to do that.
Okay, so what I understand. Okay. Okay, all right.
I would request that if you have an in with CWA, and can ask them to come.
It's got nothing to do with CWA.
Invite them. I'm just saying to invite them to come to our meeting.
Here's what I will do. I will check the record and find out what it was that Antonio Ortiz said when he was at the meeting. I remember the discussion about KPFA worker coming up. If he said that he would report back to us, I will ask him to do that. Is that all right?
And I'd like this on the agenda for the next meeting.
Well, if it'll be on. Okay. Then you're making a motion. Okay, so is there a second to Andrea's motion?
But excuse me, Madam Chair, I don't ever recall voting on whether or not to. I think there's been a call for agenda items over the email, and people put them there with the expectation that they will appear. I'm not sure why we're voting.
I have an agenda item. I have agenda item, Madam Chair.
The reason we're voting is that I believe that it is totally inappropriate for the LSB to inject itself into this conversation. This is not an LSB matter. Our responsibility is to provide a list of potential candidates for GM to the executive director, to provide a list of potential candidates for program director to a permanent GM when one is hired and in place. Our responsibility is to talk about how to raise money for the station. Our responsibility is to talk about about the budget and approve a budget that is to be forwarded to the National Finance Committee and the PMB. There's nothing in our responsibilities that talks about us having. Well, we get reports from the staff. It doesn't have that doesn't have anything to do with websites that people run. I'm sorry this website is such a burden to people, but I don't think it's at all appropriate for the board to have this discussion. Go ahead, Tracy.
So I am moving to overrule the chair's refusal to place Member Pritchett's item on the agenda for next week.
Good. Is there a second?
Yes.
You mean at the next meeting, Tracy, right?
At the next meeting.
Thank you.
I'm suffering from PNB meetings.
Thank you.
Meeting every week.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All right. Now I have to ask somebody else to handle the chair because this is a motion to overrule the chair. Let me just explain that a motion to overrule the chair requires discussion and then a vote. Okay, pass mic. Sasha, the vice chair has the microphone.
Okay, so anybody want to speak on this? Khan.
This is a First Amendment issue. People can call themselves anything they like as long as it's not defamatory, doesn't take part in a thing. What are we going to do? We're going to cross-examine them? We're going to tell them they can't call themselves that? First of all, it would be completely illegal to do that. We have no, not only don't we have any authority, but I mean, for a free speech radio to start off violating the First Amendment, I mean, you know, irony is dead.
Andrea, anybody else for the stack?
I love free speech radio. And I also like, I like ethical journalism. And I like it when people who purport to represent a news and information station, if it's chronically inaccurate and hyperbolic and propagandistic, I'd like to at least make sure that it, it bears some relation and it's not some act of sabotage from those who might want to do us harm. So I'd like to have a conversation about how to proceed in terms of either asking the general manager or having some kind of conversation between the general manager and the union about whether or not the union is satisfied that this website represents their interests. I think that's a worthwhile question in terms of how, you know, just chill out. I'm sorry, but if somebody is misrepresenting KPFA, I think it's important to look at that.
You put up your own website.
You know, lies are not the response to more lies.
Excuse me. Con, you're out of order. Con, you're out of order.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm stunned.
Would you like me to put you on the speakers list?
No.
Sharam?
Well, I was not going to bring this up, but now that this question, I mean, this whole issue has been up for discussion. Sometime, I think it was a few weeks ago, there was a letter to LSB, and, or it was forwarded to LSB members about the OPSO, and it was initiated by some of the staff members of KPFA. And if I do recall correctly, there was a signature block on there, something, I don't know if it was uppercase KPFA workers or it was, so is that, was that just a coincidence? I mean, are those people actually representing KPFA workers' side as far as I know? I mean, one of the people who signed that statement is sitting here. I hope maybe he can clarify that. I mean, I don't know.
There was, I have a statement. No idea what you're referring to.
Well, there was a statement, there was a sort of a, it shows some group of people's disaffection with the way OPSO is handling affairs, you know, matters at this point at the station. And it was signed by a group of 11 or 12 people. And I do remember there was a, perhaps you can help me about that. It was a reference to KPFA workers. It was signed by something like KPFA workers. So I'm wondering if this group is affiliated with that website or not. Yeah, or it was just some sort of a lowercase KPFA workers or something.
Okay, can we sort of stick to the point here, which is whether this should be an agenda item or not? Well, it does seem to me that if you want to know who these people are, you would go ask at the station. This is really, you know, I would agree, this is not the LSB's business whatsoever. And let's see, I have Janet next.
Yeah, I call the question.
Thank you, Janet. Do we have a second on that? Okay. Do you want to do this as a roll call vote, or shall we just...
I think you have to do it as a roll call.
Okay. Craig?
Can we clarify what's being voted on?
Yes. Well, yeah, let me ask. So are you talking about a roll call vote on calling the question?
Did you write out your resolution?
No one was opposed to calling
the question. Nobody's opposed to calling the question?
I believe it was Andrea's motion. Can Andrea please write it out?
No, no, okay. So wait a minute. Let me just ask. Yeah, so nobody is opposed to calling the question. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So the question's been called, and the motion is on overruling appealing the motion of the chair, the ruling of the chair. It's appealing the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
And the ruling of the chair was that this would not be placed on which will be the next agenda meeting, which is December. Okay, so by voting to appeal, you're overruling the decision not to place it on the ballot. You're voting to put it on, excuse me, not the ballot, the agenda. You're voting to put it on the agenda.
The people are voting on the thing to overrule the chair. So a right. Yes vote is to overrule
the chair.
And a no
right.
vote is to uphold the chair.
Right.
Yeah, right. What he said.
And when that's written out, would you please hand that to the secretary? Or I can read it.
We can vote.
Okay, so here is the motion submitted by Tracy Rosenberg. Overrule the something of the ruling of the chair to... Are you left-handed? You must be. To Dear Abby member... I can't read it. Yeah, please.
Override the ruling of the chair to deny placing member Pritchett's item, KPFA worker site, on the December agenda of the LSB.
Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll, please? Call the
yes
for the vote. A yes vote is to overrule the chair. A no vote is to not overrule the chair.
We're double checking on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Agamir.
Yes.
Agamir, yes. Bernstein. Bernstein, not here. Drake, not here. Fest.
Yes.
Fest, yes. Futren.
No.
Futren, no. Gans.
No.
Gans, no. Goldmacher, not here. Conhallinan.
No.
Conhallinan, no. Matthew Hallinan.
No.
Matthew Hallinan, no. Johnson. Johnson, yes. Coburn?
Yes.
Coburn, yes. Kurzweil? Kurzweil, not here. Knorr, not here. Pritchett?
Yes.
Pritchett, yes. Privis, not here. Rosenberg?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg, yes. Russell, not here. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer, no. Siegel, not here. Sterling, not here. Aki Tanaka? Aki Tanaka, yes. Kate Tanaka?
Yes.
Kate Tanaka, yes. Turner, not here. Wilkinson?
Not voting.
Wilkinson, not voting. And Withers, not here. So that's 8 yes, 5 no. So the chair's ruling has been overturned.
I will say that we conducted that business incorrectly because there it does not require a two-thirds vote, but there's not supposed to be any discussion on the motion. Once the chair rules that something is not permissible, then the person who wishes to overrule the chair may make a statement, and then you come to an immediate vote. So for the future, let's keep that in mind. Okay, no problem. Con, stop it, stop it. We have no KF...
That's a foul.
That's really out of line. You need to go.
Okay. Oh, please. Please. I've seen.
You shouldn't be picking on Andrea like that.
People, please.
Waterboarding?
Yeah. I didn't hear anything that was said.
That was a joke. Waterboarding.
That's really pretty.
Okay, that's offensive. I agree. Okay. All right.
We'll just pull out the nails.
Okay, so this came up under staff reports. Is there any further? I'll call in 1 second, Cynthia. Are there any further staff reports to be given? I think we go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, at long last, the ballots are in the mail for the UPSO election. There are nearly 250 of them, almost. Thanks to dedicated efforts of the committee members, stuffing and labeling and stamping. They were put out in the mail late Friday night and have already been arriving at people's homes. So good task.
Thank you. Cynthia had a point.
I have a question.
Hold on a second. Cynthia has a point. Yes. Give her a microphone.
Well, I just wanted to ask the IT committee or the chair, one thing that disturbed me at last month's meeting, the September meeting, and the IGM's report, where he said he was trying to do something on the website, and he couldn't do it. They didn't respond. Now, is that our purview to talk about any of that? Because that seems really disturbing to me, that IGM, even if he's an IGM, doesn't have power if people say, oh, I'm just not going to do it. You know, that's not our purview as an LSB, though, I guess.
Oh, no. I, I disagree. I think that that's perfectly within our purview, and if Andrew wants to talk to us about it, we should talk about it. Okay. Okay, Sasha.
Actually, I had a question for Anthony. So the UPSO votes are being received by whom and stored how, and when and where will they be opened, and who is the neutral election supervisor of this?
To answer the last part first, there's in UPSO, there's an election committee that does elections, and that consists of Mary Berg, Xochitl Moreno, Hedy Duarte, Sabrina Jacobs.
I'm sorry, could you slow that down?
Oh, sure. The election committee, the current election committee, Mary Berg, Xochitl Moreno, spelled with an X, Sabrina Jacobs, Hedy Duarte, and me. Ballots go to a post office box in the downtown Berkeley post office. From time to time, two pairs of us will go there and count them, put them in envelopes, and bring them back to the station and store them in a secure spot there. The due date for return of ballots is the 26th, so sometime shortly there, well, sometime ahead of that, we'll announce where the counting will be, and then shortly after the due date, we will take them and bring them to the appointed place and have a count and a tally.
And who will be informed about where and when? Does that go out to all the staff?
Yeah, it certainly can, yeah.
Well, you said people would be informed. Who did you have in mind?
Well, there's an unpaid staff email list, but mm-hmm. but I have no problem with any and all staff observing the count. Yeah, I'm one for putting up brightly colored stuff like this at the station.
Right.
Although some people still seem to miss it, but
where is the secured spot?
Well, it's may I say an undisclosed location.
Known to whom?
Myself and other committee members.
The election. Everybody on the election committee knows.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, pass Janet a microphone, please.
I just want to know, you said the 26th of what month?
Oh, this month.
October. Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, thank you. I assume we don't have a KFCF report. And the other item under the agenda, under old business, the membership fee waivers, is a mistake. At our last meeting, we voted to postpone a discussion of that item until January of 2013. So I think we're ready for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Are there any objections? Very good. I ask people to stick around and help put the tables and chairs away. Thank you.